listening to the Cook and Bartender Podcast with hosts Adam and Tiny, talking everything you want to know about the hospitality industry. And now on with our show.
Well, hello there, Mr. Adam.
Hey, Mr. Tiny, what's happening?
Another wonderful day in paradise.
Hey, the sun's shining, but it's still cold at night.
Hey, it's a little snowing today.
I know, I got some hail in town.
I know, I was like, I don't like this.
I thought, isn't it, like, we're already into May, right?
Yeah, I was like, it's not October.
Weird, it was down to 26 degrees the other night. I thought, this is not right.
I turned my heat off a couple of days ago.
Oh, so you were cold that night.
I had to get up and turn it on.
26 is rough.
It was rough.
Yeah.
Too rough.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Cook and Bartender with myself, Adam, and Chef Tiny.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a cheers.
Cheers.
There you go.
Drink.
What are you drinking today?
I'm changing it up a little bit. It's still Jim Beam. Yes.
Okay, it looked a little different.
Bold. The Schwedman go bold ginger ale.
Bold, is it Canada Dry or?
Canada Dry, yeah, Canada Dry.
Bold ginger ale. I tried that the other day. It's good.
It is.
I like it with the booze.
That's a mean Jim, I'm calling
it. Yeah,
it.
It's got a little bite. It's
yep.
The mean Jim, that's the new
it's
drink.
The mean Jim.
All right, I always try serving those at work. What's today's special? Mean Jim.
Yep.
That's funny. Well, anyway, so cheers to a couple things. One, welcome back, and welcome back, everybody. But cheers to breaking the 1,000 listener mark.
I know, right?
Our first real milestone since we're new at this and didn't know what we were doing going into it. I think that's pretty cool.
And we still really don't know what we're doing, but we do it.
So thank you everyone who did listen, and we definitely appreciate the support. We had 1,000 listeners many weeks before I predicted.
Right.
So we must be maybe doing something right.
And all our shows are, every day goes up a little bit. All the shows, look at the numbers.
Sweet. And we're spreading. We're in multiple countries now, at least a listener or two here and there. I mean, all the way to Philippines, to Turkey, to Germany, wherever.
Canada, Mexico.
Mexico, England, Australia, New Zealand.
Yep.
And we're spreading, our listens are spreading across the U.S.
So. Israel. We're in Israel.
Yeah. And that's all due to our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Cool. So what are we going to talk about today?
I'm going to talk about food cost. Costing out food and what all goes into it.
And why restaurant menu prices are what they are.
Yep.
Cool. I like this topic because this is very important in the industry. Many of you might know how it kind of works. But even myself being in the industry for many years before I was like in the role of managing and doing all that, you know, no one ever told me I was just a server or a cook, you know.
And people are like, prices are way too high.
Right. But there is a science behind it and there is a reason. So yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
To be a mathematician, you know, this is food calculus 503.
Yeah, you have to be a math.
Yep.
It's not a ton of math goes into this business often. Well, actually, there's more than we think. But this is the most important. There is a reason why things are high, but it's all really based on our food cost.
Yep.
And for those who don't know, that's basically how much of overall sales are actually spent on ingredients and supplies.
Whatever we charge, or they charge us on that, and then we, so if you have a cheeseburger, you have cheese, you got your burger, you got your bun, you got your ketchup, you got all kinds of stuff, and then you add it up.
So you're adding up every ingredient on the plate, your fries, two potatoes, your sesame seed bun, you know, your burger, your cheese, your lettuce, tomato, onion. You're also taking into account a little cost that they're going to put, you know, ketchup on their fries. If you're serving it in a paper tray, like a food truck style, or you got it, that's a penny a piece. The deli paper that the burger sits on, is, you know, that's a penny. You add all of that stuff up. That's your total cost of making that dish.
Yep.
And you base your menu prices based on that.
Yeah. And it's, so you have to sit down and you gotta go, okay, I've got a burger. What goes into the burger? This, that, the other thing. And then there's all those hidden oddball things you gotta add in too that people don't understand. The ketchup on the table is not free. Hot sauce is not free.
And we've seen
ranch
people
is
that
not
use
free.
Half a bottle of ketchup.
Yeah. I had a guy once and I was sitting there. I was actually just walked by him and he had two fries. Two medium-sized fries. So, what, two bites, you know? And he took the bottle and like half a bottle on his plate. He went, dip one bit, he ate the fry, dip the other one. And so, like, two dips. All he had to do was have three drops of ketchup.
Yeah.
But the whole, like, 3 ounces of ketchup was wasted.
So that was, like, 80 cents worth of ketchup.
Yeah, just gone.
On a $9 burger, you know? So, yeah, a lot of these factors, you keep it in, and this is where the math comes in. Typically, a profitable organization keeps their food costs around 25 to 30%.
And nowadays, that's hard. Most average is probably up 36, if I read last time.
Yeah, which is really high. And we'll talk about like the other expenses that when why we keep it at the 30% range. But yeah, that's a good point. This year, prices went really up.
And they're going to get higher, too.
Yeah, the COVID really affected it. There was a lot of breaks in the supply chain. I also had meat plants shutting down early in the game, and we're still playing catch-up on that.
Yep.
I mean, I'm seeing it in bacon prices and beef prices and all that. And,
chicken prices are going to go high.
Chicken, yeah, well, I read an article the other day about a wing shortage now. So wings, you're not going to find a lot of Wing Wednesdays anymore because it's not, you can't do 50-cent wings or even a dollar wings.
A lot of fast food chains are doing more chicken stuff.
Yep.
So that's taking a lot of
chicken
out of the...
That's true. I heard something about about that too. The chicken sandwich wars that are going on are actually creating a shortage of chicken, and the price is skyrocketing. So if you're noticing menu prices out there that are a buck or two higher than they were a year ago, there's definitely a reason behind that too. We've had to increase prices on some of our stuff. You know, like I said, our Italian beef that we get, you know, went from 90 something a case to over 120 something a case just in the course of the last 6 months.
Yep.
You know, obviously we have to account for that, so we bumped the price up a buck.
You have to do it.
I mean, you're probably seeing it here. Bacon, you're a breakfast joint, so
my bacon went from $90 a case to $115 right now.
Yeah.
And that was over like a 2-week-and-a-half period.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
So it's like, okay.
All kinds of things. So that also is a factor. But basically that 30% range, you know, or a third of your everything.
Right.
The reason that's part of it too is the other 66% or whatever, 70%, that covers
everything else.
All the crazy expenses that go into a restaurant.
Right? Like toilet paper.
Yeah. So floor cleaning solution, paper towels, plastic utensils if you're doing it, light bulbs, repair materials for when the bear tears your siding off.
Right, damn bear.
All that stuff's in there. I mean, it covers like shipping fees. Every delivery we get,
they're paying some money on it.
Delivery fee, you know, serving basket.
And when you're a small restaurant like me, I feel bad charging the prices, and I try to keep them low, but it's hard now.
It's hard.
And I'm so small that I can't say I'm that small, but like you guys, you can lock in like a burger price for your case for the summer for 4 or 5 months. You can lock that price in. I can't really lock it in because I don't go through enough of that.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, do I do the pricing now or do I look at the average or the industry and think, okay, it's going to go up. So I'm going to start charging $2 for this. I'm going to charge $4 for it because I'm expecting the prices to go high.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit around and change my menu pricing every
four times throughout the season. Yeah. No. That's a lot of work and pain too, especially you're one-man band over here, you know?
And you can't, sometimes you just can't do that. So I don't want to charge you an extra $2 for one egg, but when you get the cage-free farm fresh eggs.
And they went up in price.
They go up in price.
Yep, that's true. So you have the hidden expenses that you get that burger, for example. Let's say you have a $4 food cost, you know, and that's 33%, which is still on, you know, average to the higher end of it. But the other 33% is going to all those supplies we talked about, but also utilities. It takes a lot of power to run a kitchen. It takes a lot of electricity and fans and air conditioning and heating. And we're in the wintertime. I don't even know what the heat bill would be for a place up here in sub-zero Arctic temperatures. But all that's part of that food cost, too.
My little restaurant with electrical and gas, propane gas, averages about $500 a month, which is small. Yeah, I think I'm heating air just to suck it out.
Right.
You're heating air in to suck it right back out.
Yeah.
In the summertime, I cool the air to suck it out.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So it's just wasteful.
And think about that. You're not even giant restaurant square footage-wise, you know? Yeah, that's crazy. Small. But all that's into the food menu. You know, so when you're eating a burger, you got $4 in food costs, $4 in supplies, bills, and all that. But you also have to factor in the labor, too.
Labor.
We're buying stuff in bulk, so you have a ton of prep work. Get our lettuce already pre-broken up. You know, a lot of places, burger joints, they're getting bulk burger, hand-pattying it. You're getting the big piece of meat. You're cutting it up, salad prep, and anything. Portioning out the bacon. I mean, portioning sauces and all that work that goes into it. You're paying someone to do that. I mean, that's a lot of money. I've seen restaurants where there's 15 just prep cooks, not including the kitchen cooks. Then you've got the kitchen cooks and the servers and all that. So if you're wondering why you go to a place and a burger, for example, is $14, you got to think that 12 of that is already spent.
Maybe
a dollar or two of it is profit at most. Yep. I mean, for the most part, a restaurant on average, I mean, it's cents, pennies on the dollar are profit.
Right.
For every dollar they bring in, only 5 cents on average is profit.
Yep, and that's not very much.
Right. You do $700 in sales.
$35.
Right. It's profit.
It's profit. And that's not even a night worth of drinking.
Yeah, right.
And then you got to put money in to save away because what happens if you break equipment?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go and buy equipment, so you got to have some kind of slush fund.
Yeah. It's a lot harder to stay afloat in this business than most people think. So that's how and why restaurant pricing is set.
Yep.
So before you judge a menu and say, whoa, this $15 sandwich, this is crazy, insane, got to think about everything that goes into it.
Yeah, but it goes into it. Even like dishwashers, washing the dishes, doing the linen towels, well, you got to get that washed somehow.
Yep.
It's just, there's all these little things behind that goes, it's not really, the burger doesn't really cost $12. It might cost you $3, but you're charging $12 because you have to get your percentage down so you can pay.
Because it actually is, in the big scheme, it costs the restaurant $10.50 to make.
Yeah.
And so it's $12, and you're getting a buck or a buck 50 profit.
If you're doing hand padding, so you got to weigh it out, pad it out, put a piece of paper in between each one so they don't stick.
It's not the actual food that costs us $11, and we have to charge $12 or $13, but it's all of the stuff behind the burger.
And then if we feel guilty charging so much, we're like, I don't like skimping on quality. So I go out and look for the same quality but a lower price. That's hard to do.
Yeah, there's a handful of ways you can get, you know, if all of a sudden you have a $15 burger and you don't like that, you know, because you're not used to it, whether it's because of COVID or just prices go up over time anyways. Some of the ways to get your food cost down and be able to keep that price, yeah, go out, shop for new vendors. Maybe you can get, you know, they're competitive.
Yep. They want you
for vendor, vendor X you've been using in your case of lettuce is $23. Go to vendor Y and he's $19.50 for a similar lettuce. You work that out. You mentioned price locking. You know, we sell, yep, you know, hundreds of burgers a week, 400, 500, 600 burgers a week. So we can go into the season and talk to our rep and say, we're going to, you know, we're going to order this many, lock us in a price early on.
Yep. I did that in my own place. We had sweet potato fries and I'd say, okay, we go through 15 cases a week, you know, times that by 3, 4, or 5 months. Well, I mean, like, ooh, you know, they're like, they'll go to the rep. The rep will go to people that make them like, okay, we'll take $5 off a case because we know you're going to go through.
Yeah.
Which so helps out a lot.
It does.
And we can go towards you or we can just profit it and try to get better equipment, pay our help more.
Yep.
So.
And sometimes you can do all of that. The price is still high. It's gone up, you know, way higher than it's ever gone over the last year. Every once in a while, another way to do it. We don't like to do it, but you might have to cut portion size a little bit.
Right.
So maybe that $10.99 price point is what you're looking for an item because you think it's customer friendly, but you have to still keep that 30% food cost. So every once in a while, you might have to.
You get the 7-ounce burger instead of the 8-ounce burger.
Right. Still a really good product.
Yep.
Same quality meat, pretty close in size, but that extra ounce over the course of a year that you're saving, you know, the restaurant's saving can help keep that price at $10.99.
Yep. Anyway, I have to, where are you? You know, are you a breakfast place like mine out in the middle of no man land? Or are you in the big city that you have tons of traffic? Yeah. I mean, it's like I have a gas station or like truck stops, you know, they have cheaper fuel because they're pumping 10 million gallons out of it. Or are you at the mom and pop down the road?
Yep.
That charges more because you're in the middle of no man's land.
Yeah, you get 5 cars a day filling up for prepaying $10 a car
versus,
right, you know, the Love's truck stop that has 800 semis piling through every day.
Yep.
You know, and that's the same kind of concept here. You know, if you're a slower place and whatever, if you have less traffic,
gotta pay the bills somehow.
Gotta pay the bills. The heat's still the same whether you have, you're in rural America and you have 10 customers a day as it is if you had 400 customers a day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the seasonal world here where we're at too. I mean, look at our Octobers and Novembers.
Yeah.
I mean,
I gotta
there's nobody
pump,
up here.
We gotta pump out as much food as I can so I can survive through the 2 months of no man's land.
Yep. And then every once in a while, it also depends on how affluent your area is, you know, lower income communities and there's really rich communities out there. And a lot of that you can get away with maybe bumping up the price or, you know, really lowering that food cost percentage, charging a little bit more because you know they can afford it.
I've worked in a couple of restaurants that are higher end and I was like, man, this is really expensive. But then again, I looked outside and there was 15 Mercedes 550 SLKs out there. I'm going, well, I'm not going to worry about it then.
Right.
<You know? laughs> Okay, fine.
They got the Amex gold card.
Yeah. Right.
And sometimes as a restaurant person, when you're doing the food costing, you have to bump that item up because your cost went up. And you're like, God, you know, I feel really shitty right now. I'm going to have to serve the sandwich for $14.99 versus the $12.99. And then you realize that you sold the same amount of sandwiches and nobody complained.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my clientele can afford it, whether because they're on vacation and they're splurging or you're in an area that they can afford it. That opens up the door to say maybe down the road and go up a little higher and still be okay if your price goes up on your goods. Sometimes you bump up a sandwich, for example, to $14 from $11 and poof, sales. Wah, wah, wah.
Nope. Oh, yeah. Hey. Right, I forgot about that switch.
There you go. I like it. Bomb. And then in that case, sometimes you have to remove the item from the menu altogether just because
just
it's too expensive to make.
You need to find something that's a little inexpensive, cheaper to make, and
that
people will still eat.
Yeah, just change it up. Find a new sandwich, a new dish. And that's why menus change a lot, too.
Because the people change.
Yeah, and the prices change. People say, oh, why'd you get rid of that? Well, 4 years ago, we had it on the menu. We were able to charge you $11. Now, because costs went up for us, and we have to keep this percentage, we would have to charge you $19.
You're
like, oh, yeah, actually, I wouldn't pay that, you know.
I started a new job once, and it was so funny. They're like, we want you to make the menu more up-to-date and blah, blah. And I'm like, cool, no problem. So I went on the computer, and I downloaded everything they did in the last 2 years, and there was a hot dog, and it was a special big hot dog. And I'm like, you sold 2 of them last year. Oh, we got to keep that. Why? Well, this guy comes here twice a year to have that. And I'm like going, that hot dog dish, we're getting a whole case in the freezer.
Right.
It's going to last 50 years, unless I decide to make corn dogs out of it or something. I mean, why are we doing that? Well, we can't get rid of that. That guy would be pissed. Make, well, you know the name of the guy. And then tell me, and I'll get like go down to the grocery store and buy 2 packs of hot dogs, you know?
Right, just for Timmy.
Some buns.
Hot dog Timmy up the street.
Nope, I had to keep that on the menu. I'm going, this is not worth my time right now. This is like, yeah,
or
the
the freezer space or any of that stuff. You know? Yeah. Bam. But hot dog Timmy is going to be upset. Well...
He's been coming here for 25 years, and that's what he likes to eat. But he only buys one hot dog out of a week he stays. One.
We hear that a lot at work. I mean, I've heard it at every restaurant I've worked at. It's, you know, Susie Milkshake wants this certain flavor.
Yep.
You sold one.
We sold one, so we had to get rid of it. No.
And then Hot Dog Timmy comes in, and he is bent out of shape, but usually he gets over it, and then he just gets something else.
Yeah, that also goes in your food costs. If you have... a case of hot dogs or a case of this, you can't freeze it, and it's only last so long in a freezer or cooler or whatever. You don't want to throw anything away. If you throw something away, or you have this is what I hate, specials. Oh, they have a special on them today, and it's barbecue beef something or other. I'm going, that probably was leftover prime that they shaved up, and it was about ready to go bad, so they added barbecue sauce to it and sold it for $8 for a sandwich. Yep.
And you mentioned prime rib. You do see that often. They have prime rib Friday night,
yep.
And then there's special on Saturday and Sunday. It's a prime rib sandwich for lunch. Mm-hmm. It's just it's because they don't want to get rid of it.
Yep.
Many specials out there are.
It's like cheap seafood Monday.
Yeah, previous week's leftovers that they were going to have to chuck in 2 days running on special.
Yep.
I'm not saying that's bad because the prime rib is still good.
Oh, yeah. But I've done this business so long that I'm like, I see a special and I'm going,
right.
I know what that's from.
Red flag a little bit almost, yep. You know. But you have to do it or else you're just chucking it. So.
Yep. Or soup. Soups are great for using leftovers. Walk in the cooler, look at the leftover, like, okay, we got pork and cabbage, and right. We're going to do some Asian soup here.
Asian soup at the breakfast joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to wing it in improv sometimes.
You got to do it.
But yeah, most specials are creations because of that.
Right, because if you throw it away, then you're throwing off $30, or, you know, let me say $30. Well, you're not really just throwing away $30, you're throwing away $150.
Right.
So you just lost 120 bucks.
Yep, got to turn it into something.
Yep.
You know. Not discouraging you out there from eating specials, but...
No, I'm sorry, but that's dirty truth.
It is. It's the
real, dirty truth.
It's the real underground restaurant truth.
I mean, I've worked a lot of places where you buy stuff in for specials, yes, but if they have prime rib Friday or Saturday or whatever, you know you're going to have something Monday.
Yep.
Hot beef sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, why does he have rockfish soup on his menu?
Right?
When he had rockfish special on Friday night, and it's Sunday soup special.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen a rockfish soup before.
Never heard of it. I bet you it's good.
Rockfish cabbage soup.
Right? Yum.
I would question that one. Why does he have a rockfish cabbage soup on there?
I just don't go out and eat specials. I mean, I do, but...
No, usually if I'm going out to eat, I'm prepared to pay, so I'm ready to pay for something
and
delicious.
And usually if I go out to eat, I know exactly what I want, where I'm... Unless I'm traveling.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, this looks like it's busy, I'm going to go here. And look at the menu, and I'm like, okay, you know.
I mean, I'll go to a place for, like, you know, Taco Tuesdays.
Yep.
Because I know that they have tacos on their menu anyways, but they're $2 tonight, or Wing Wednesday. I know the wings aren't old because they have wings on their actual menu. They're doing a special to get you in to get a pitcher of beer. But speaking of Wing Wednesday, that's probably going away nationwide soon because wing prices are through the roof right now.
I wonder what Buffalo Wild Wings are doing with their wings.
I don't know. I wonder if they're a big enough company because they specialize in wings that they just have the price lock.
They're huge.
They have the power.
They have the power. But like McDonald's.
You know, Joe Schmo's bar in your local town that did Wing Wednesday for 50 cent wings or buck wings. I mean, they're going to be $3 wings soon, the way those are skyrocketing.
There's a place in Hayward here, they said they got rid of their wings off the menu because they can't get them.
Yeah.
Can't afford them, can't get them.
You can't charge, I mean.
No.
8 years ago, you can do 50 cent wings and break even, but it'd get people into your bar. I mean, now you can't even get away with a dollar wing and break even. I mean, I'm looking at wings, especially up here. Six wings, we're looking at $12-13 now.
Right.
Where, and look at the menu, their same menu 4 years ago was $7.
And what's 12 wings, six wings? That's just basically a tease to
that's
me.
That's a small appetizer.
Right.
I could eat about 40 wings.
Just a tease you are.
So if your local Wing Wednesday goes away, now you know why. Inside scoop. Don't get mad at the establishment. Just get mad at the wings.
That's right.
It's the chickens. They're charging us too much.
We are going to be in so much trouble telling those dirty secrets.
Underground Kitchen. That'll be our book.
And that's just like, remember that one story about the free pizza box I said for that pizza? Well, that's already added into the price of the pizza because most people can't eat a full pizza. So we already have that added into the price. So me telling them there's a free pizza box and he got away with it. Sir, If you're out there listening to this, I'm sorry. We charged you for that pizza box.
One of the funniest stories ever. He had upset customers. He offered him a free pizza box. And he was happy about it.
I know, right? Ooh, it's free.
You didn't discount the pizza at all.
No, not at all.
We'll give you a free pizza box.
Yeah.
He probably, like I said, he went home and called his buddy, I got a free pizza box.
Hey, dude, I worked them hard.
Suckers over there.
One restaurant, and the waitress took a to-go order, and I was like listening in, and they're this clam styrofoam boxes, right? They charge for each box $1. So I'm like, they had four boxes, so there's four extra dollars on the ticket, and I'm going, each box is like less than 10 cents.
They charge per box?
Yeah, per box, so it's $4.
Wow.
And then I spent like maybe 30 cents on the boxes, and I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I want to start doing that. And people were fine. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, if you see a delivery charge or a carryout charge, to-go boxes, they actually went up in price a lot, too.
Yep.
Our plastic cups went up for boat Bloody Marys and stuff like that. Our styrofoam, I had to shop around and find a replacement because they were double the price from a year and a half ago. But, yeah, they're probably 40 cents a piece. So carryout charges are, so I hear people to $3 delivery charge, $3 carryout charge. That's because you got six containers of food for your family. That's...
Man, if you got burgers, you got ketchup in there, you got mayo in there, you got...
Yeah, to-go unless, packets are more expensive than bulk.
Right.
You know.
So it's like, we got to make our money too. I got to feed my child.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into business. It's not easy. That's why you see so many restaurants open and then within a few years are done. They're not accounting for this or they didn't do their homework. So not a science.
And this way is kind of hard because of the prices up and down, the COVID thing. People still are kind of scared to go out.
Yep.
Kind of sound like a valley girl. Go out. What was I smoking this morning? Amanda, did you slip something?
Yeah. I think it's that bold ginger ale got to you.
Maybe.
It makes them loopy.
I got a little Mean Jim in me.
It might have been the Mean Jim drink. I think that was a bold pour of Jim Beam is what he had.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of shit that goes into doing this fooding.
There is, and, there's labor. Think about a restaurant. There's big, high-volume restaurant in the city. I mean, you could have 70 employees.
Yeah.
You're paying them at 10 to 15 bucks an hour, and they're running like...
They're running like dogs.
Dogs all day. I mean, that's an expensive thing, you know. In a restaurant business, you're not always going to have a full house.
I ran one restaurant just to have cooks on. It was over $100 an hour just to have a cook on.
Crazy.
And that's just what we pay them. That's not including the taxes you have to pay on their wages.
Well, the unemployment stuff and all that stuff.
All this other stuff. So it was probably more closer to $150 an hour.
Just to have someone cook the food.
Just to have people there.
Yep.
So if I wasn't making $150 an hour...
You're already losing out.
I'm already losing out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then also you throw on the hoods, all the pizza oven, the flat top grill, blah, 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 20,000 food compressor, things going off.
Yep. Unless, I'm fortunate where I work. The owners of my place, they try to keep their food cost food cost percentage to like, we talk about that 30 to 34% range is kind of average. We try to keep ours like 25 to 28, but it's really cool with them. They do that because they want to pay us more of a livable wage than a lot of restaurants do.
And it would be, it would be fun if this was like a bad mom joke, but it's not.
Right.
It's not a bad mom joke at all.
No.
It's so sad.
It is. So all in all, I hope somebody... listening to this, got some education from it.
We didn't really go in circles this time.
We're getting better at that.
We're getting better. And we're talking better.
We are.
Except for my valley boy.
Is that your new radio voice? Your alter ego?
My alter ego.
It's that pink tie-dye shirt you have on, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, I got a face for radio.
Indeed, we do.
And those girls always showing us up.
Amanda and Holly run the show. They made us sound bad. But
right.
As Tiny said, we've got better faces for radio.
We got the faces for radio. They have the voices, we have the faces.
Take that, girls.
Well, I don't know what else we can say about this.
Good seeing you. And once again, congrats on 1,000 listeners. It's a small milestone, but it shows that somebody cares. I think let's target something like 5,000 by year's end.
Right? Come on.
Help us out here.
Spread us like peanut butter on a sandwich.
There you go. Love it. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. Community, we love you, as always. You know where to find us. And...
Yeah, that's for you guys.
That's for all the listeners, all 1,000 and something of them. Yeah, and another thing that we mentioned here and there, but feel free to shoot us an email at cookandbartender@gmail.com if you have a topic that you want discussed or you want to learn about.
Well, yeah, one every week. Super fan Bev.
We do.
She texts us every week, you should do this a little better, or you're doing great.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
But often, we try to do a weekly show, and, sometimes we're like, oh, brain stumped, you know, busy week at work too. We just don't have time. We're open to suggestions. Feel free to hit us up with comments, but topics are always welcome. We can cover anything in the business.
If we don't know it, you will never know.
We'll fake it till we make it.
That's right.
If we don't know it, we'll research it and ask around.
All right.
We will give you facts.
We have deep pockets. We can find people. Ask questions.
We have deep pockets, but there's nothing in them except lint, though.
And leftover bottle caps.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes, allegedly.
Yeah, we need our lawyers present for that one.
HR is out of the building.
Thank God. All right, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week. Great weekend. Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye. Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com, cookandbartender on Facebook, or cookbartender@Instagram. Thank you.